Who is it?
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil, and today I'm joined by City Councilman Albus Brooks. He is the councilman for the 9th District here in Denver, and thank you so much for being here today, Councilman Brooks.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Yeah, like great to have you over here at our studios. You, on July 16th, you ended your two-year term as Denver City Council President. Looking back and looking forward a bit at the legacy you leave behind as council president, did you accomplish what you wanted to? I know sometimes we have a lot on our plate and we're like, okay, you know, we have all this list. Do you feel like you've accomplished, or are there still other things that you'd like to see going forward happen, or what are your thoughts?
Well, Mindy, first of all, I appreciate you having me here. You know, I'm right across the street at the DMV. We're upstairs at the Elbra Wedgeworth Municipal Building, and we love Kuvo and love supporting you all. You know, I'll say it's only 2 years, and so my hope is that, you know, some of the things that we put in for city council we'll be able to see 10 years from now.
Okay.
You know, from a policy perspective, we really tried to talk to our constituents and say, what are the issues that drive you crazy the most, that are issues in the city that we can address? And the top two issues are mobility issues and also access to affordable housing. And so those are two issues that we really took on. And so with the affordable housing issue, in my 2 years, we raised the largest fund in the state of Colorado with $150 million, and it will be doubled next week. The mayor is going to be doubling it. And so that's going to impact over 10,000 Denverites to make sure that they're able to stay in their neighborhoods and home. And also, you know, when we look at mobility, you know, I made a statement at Brighton Boulevard, which is in my district, when we redid it and put sidewalks and bike lanes and all this access for folks on Brighton. I said, you know, no longer is it acceptable in the city of Denver not to have proper sidewalks for people to walk on.
Yes.
And bike lanes to ride on. And so we know that folks who have an option to ride to their work, ride to go play, they won't be in a single occupancy vehicle, and that cuts down congestion. So if you see somebody riding their bike today, you guys say thank you, because they cut down your traffic jam.
And I know my boss does that a lot. I call him Steve Wheels.
It's really important.
Yeah.
It's really important.
And it's good to help out. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's really important. So the last thing I'd say is that, you know, we're very different on Denver City Council. People for different perspectives, visions, and, you know, a lot of characters on City Council. But we came together and did some really big things. And, you know, we put forward, you know, for the voters to vote on a $937 million bond package that improves bridges, roads, our cultural facilities, you know, the National Western, all these things, and it passed at 70%. And so we're really proud of that. It's the largest in Denver's history. And it's what it's saying is, you know, Denver has to keep up with the growth that's happening, and we're committed to that.
You know, and you mentioned coming together, and I had heard that council members pooled funds to start a pilot program. It provides legal assistance to low-income renters facing eviction. What was that about?
You know, there's a lot of things that on city council people want us to fix now. But by definition, as the policymakers, we are the ones who are able to fix things over a long period of time. We'll be able to look at things 10 to 20 years out and say, this is what we want. So, but at the same time, I'm like, you got residents that say, we need help now. And so we have a lot of folks facing evictions because of the hike in rents. And so we wanted to help pull together our funds, which was over $100,000, to provide legal assistance to anyone in the city for free that needs to know their rights and understand their rights. And so we have that at our city council offices downtown at City Hall, and we're very, very proud of that.
Well, that's really good, because, you know, I think that's the thing is, I moved to L.A. for a bit, and then I was ready to come home, and I was all excited, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, Denver's like a mini L.A., you know, and that was one of the things when I first moved out there is, I read about people. There was a woman, she lived in her car. She was a secretary. She had a job, but she couldn't afford to live. And so one day a week, what she did, I can't remember if it was a Saturday or Sunday, but one of the weekend days, that's when she got a hotel room so that she could have a decent night's rest. She could shower and do everything else. And it's amazing because I'm starting to see some of that being back home. And so I think we just think, okay, people can just rent and be in their places forever. And it used to be a situation like that, but now they're being put out because I as landlord can charge triple what I used to charge and forcing people out.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're really looking at that at the state level, adjusting that. Obviously, you know, the Supreme Court in our state has struck down rent control. And I know a lot of folks in the community have asked that question, but I know our state legislators are looking at other ways to stop all of those incredible rent increases that are beginning to hurt, you know, a lot of our residents that are facing displacement. So we're doing a lot of work to try and address that, but it's not just, you know, city council and the government. It's developers we need on board, and we also need nonprofit sector and things like that. So it really is all the sectors coming together and focusing on our constituents.
Now, I have a question. Somebody mentioned a tiny house project that, and I'm just a fanatic over HGTV, so I love tiny houses. But how is this benefiting or helping the homeless?
Yeah, so we have a tiny house village in the Rhino neighborhood. If you get off at 38th and Blake, the exit right before, the stop right before Union Station, you will see a tiny home village. And I believe there's 12 homes there, and they get to stay there for kind of 6 months, according to our planning and development and zoning guidelines. They get to stay there for about 6 months, and then we rotate it to land that we find available. But that's the hard part right now is finding the land that's available. But it has been a great intermediate step for folks experiencing homelessness.
So how would somebody qualify, you know, for that? Because I'm imagining, I don't know if they're like the tiny luxury homes or whatever, but it's just
it's not luxury, but you know, it's utilitarian. It's it meets all the needs. I would say that, you know, we have a program. The folks work with Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. We have all these homeless organizations, and they get on the waiting list and get a chance to live there.
I know the city council has approved and expanded TRUA, the Temporary Rental and Utility Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. Could you expand a little bit more on that for people who don't know what that is?
Yeah, this program really helps individuals, again, going to that displacement issue, really, who are struggling with utilities, who are struggling with hike in rents. And allows them to stay in their homes. And we expanded that and allowed another 500 folks to be in that program. And boy, we really have gotten a lot of attention on that. And folks really use it. You see how many people are struggling to make ends meet. And this TRUA program is very helpful. And, you know, if anybody wants any more information, all they have to go in is type Temporary Rental and Utility Assistance Program for Denver. Yeah, and you will go into denver.gov and you'll get all the information.
All right, in that program, it's already helped, over 500 families during the... Mm-hmm. So how did those 500 families, how did they qualify or be part of the pilot phase?
Well, you know, one of the things is we have many housing programs, and this is why it's so important that we connect with nonprofits, you know, nonprofit housing organization, the Denver Housing Authority. Mm-hmm. They get all of that information out to their people who are struggling with housing issues, and so that's how they got on board. And now we're kind of going on the road and talking about how others can get involved.
Great. And, you know, you mentioned one thing that I like to hear, because sometimes patience is not my virtue in a lot of ways, but I heard you mention that, you know, it takes time, because I think some people think, I'm going to just show up, I'm going to put in my application, you're going to do this for me right now.
I get my check tomorrow.
Yes, I want. And, you know, like you said, 2 years, you know, I even look at like the governorship or, you know, the presidency, people think, oh, they go in and they're just going to do all this, and this, they better do everything. And it's like, it takes time. Mm-hmm. Change takes time. And so I really like the, you know, what you said. I mean, honestly, some things you can't just, you know, turn around just like that in 2 years or even 4 years. So I like the fact that, you know, to stress that, be patient, you know, progress takes patience.
Yeah, totally. I 100% agree. Amen, sister.
Okay. Great. great. Well, Councilman Brooks, I thank you so much for stopping by the Kuvo Studios today. And if anybody wants to find out more information, whether it's regarding just how to contact you or anybody, what's a good website?
Well, you know what? Actually, I respond best by email.
Okay.
So anyone can email me. We're here in the Five Points neighborhood, but obviously we represent Global Larry Swansea and all the way to the Auraria campus in downtown and our border is at Colfax. But Albus Brooks, A-O-B-U-S dot Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S at denvergov.org is how you get me.
Great. Thank you so much, Councilman Brooks. I really appreciate your time.
No problem.